This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Whoa, this is by far the earliest etching has gotten brought up.
We are less than 10 seconds in, and we've mentioned climaxing. You brought up Vine.
I didn't say shit about Vine.
Dude,
oh,
if
I
anyone's
did
playing Punch of the Jam Bingo, I think they just won.
Wait. Let me get you the final step on the bingo card.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Every song sounds like Beverly Hills. Rolling like a celebrity.
Gimme. Should we play the theme song now?
Fine. Ugh, fine. All right, you guys ready?
Oh, it really is pre-roll.
It's before
pre-roll.
Everything.
I love pre.
Press play.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Fine.
Wait. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, that's very
true. It's a Christmas episode.
Oh, it sure that. Is, baby!
It's time for Punch of the Jam.
Punch
of the Jam.
Punch
of the Jam.
Punch
of the Jam.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas! Will Forte!
What?
Special guest!
How'd you guys get Santa on that? Like, is he just like around? Is he?
He's on Cameo.
He's on Cameo!
He's on Cameo.
How much did he
I did pay him a tidy sum of... 14 cookies.
Wow. Yeah. Cookies.
Straight from the Patreon.
What kind of cookies?
Look, I don't want to discuss financial stuff right now.
We're making cameo jokes.
Welcome to Punch Up the Jam.
What's up, Punchy the Snow Jams?
If this is your first episode, stop.
Ah.
Don't. This it should not be.
Why'd you go to episode 50, you fucking weirdo?
This is going to be...
No, it's fine.
Chaos. It's a Christmas special. It's the way we like it. We're getting drunk on comedy. That's also eggnog flavored.
Miel's getting drunk on some spaghetti soon.
Truth, I did bring spaghetti into the studio.
Oh, real quick, that's Miel, I'm Demi.
Oh, right. As I said, this should not be your first episode. Don't listen to this one until you're ready, and then you'll love it. I do feel so weird that there's just two disembodied voices in the studio. I do think they need a proper introduction. Question, should
give me
they
a
get
body.
Each get one, or they get one together?
They'll each get one, and they'll like it.
Okay.
Oh, you know him! From this podcast, and get more guys, it's Anthony Trolley!
Wow, I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so
oh
sorry.
Oh my God, that was
I'm
great.
So sorry.
No, it's funny. Every time someone's like, Anthony, how would you want to be introduced? I'm like, I don't fucking care.
Every time.
Literally every time. I don't know how to introduce myself. I'm Tom and Nicole's kid.
Like, I don't know what
not
just...
Cruz and Kidman. You need to specify.
Yeah.
No. Oh, no. You could be.
I'm Tom. Yeah, that's actually crazy. That my
should we take that intro again?
Wait, that is actually crazy.
You like, know him
keep it
as
in.
The spawn of Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise.
It's Anthony Trolley. Your name would be different.
Wait, that's so insane that I'm just now realizing people always tell me I look like Tom Cruise.
Yes.
And my parents are
Tom
and
Nicole.
Nicole. Fuck,
yes.
That's a
this
guys,
an on-air
wow.
revelation?
Yeah.
Speaking of revelations.
Speaking of revelations.
Like the Bible.
Oh. You know him as the host of Good Christian Fun. You know him as the host of Gilmore Guys. And you know him as the president of the United States. It's Kevin Carter!
I'm not a crook. Oh,
I didn't say
you.
Which president.
Kevin, what a joy. What a Christmas miracle.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to be here.
Can
thank you
say,
so much. Yes.
I feel it's unfair that Trolley got two intros and you only got the one. If you want a second
one. Do you want a second one?
It's up to you.
I don't need a second one.
Do
that's
it anyways.
Okay.
Do it anyways.
That's okay.
I don't know what we'd even say.
You don't have to do a... No, don't do it. I wouldn't like that at all.
You know him as the granddaddy of all daddies. You know him as the son of the boss. It's Kevin Daddy Porter.
Son of a boss.
Son of a boss.
That's, son of a boss.
That should be a colloquialism. That's so
that
good.
That sounds like something you say... Like,
that's
when,
a Christian colloquialism if you don't want to swear.
Son of a boss?
Bring it in.
It
okay.
sounds like when the Dukes of Hazzard steal money from someone. Just, oh, son of a boss.
Oh, howdy, oh, doody, son of a boss.
Okay, next intro. I'll save this. Maybe.
There's no more
how
intros.
Many more
no
we
more
doing?
Intros. No more intros.
I know, I'm going to say this. I'm saying it now, but like, okay, if you introduce people, I've been doing this lately. When I go out to eat with people, make fun of my friends, I'll be like, oh, my friend Christine, like, she just won The Voice. She's going to be on next season. And they go, what? Let me look at her. And he like, look at the person. And then he'll be like, I'm going to remember you. And I'm going to tell people that I knew about you winning The Voice before you were on it. And then she's like, thanks. And then they bring us free shit. This has happened 3 times
Land
now.
This anecdote,
what?
Plane, Trolley.
What does
land
this have
the plane.
To do with anything? I'm just saying, it's the funniest fucking thing in the world to introduce somebody as they won The Voice. Because no one knows who won The Voice.
Okay, so anyways,
sure.
Last Christmas was chosen by the Patreon. So already, shut the fuck up. I know, not you, Kevin, the audience.
Okay.
Shut up, Kevin.
This is towards the people that are already mad because they saw we were punching up last Christmas and they're screaming at their phone, this is unpunchable.
Here's a little backstory to this choice. We stacked the poll thinking—
to try to get people to pick
to
who we
try
wanted.
And trick you
like
all into—
like the DNC.
Exactly. I was Debbie Wasserman Schultz of the podcast.
And I'm Bernie Sanders.
We basically were like, okay, we'll put 4 songs up there. We know which one we really want to do, but we'll pick— we'll pick some that we could punch up.
Yeah, so we did the one we wanted, which was Do They Know It's Christmas?
Because
obviously Bono screaming tonight, thank God it's them instead of you, is hilarious.
And also, technically, that was the first episode we ever recorded.
Secret being spilled on air. Yeah. We have a lost episode.
You should put that out as a Patreon bonus episode.
We don't have the problem was like it stopped recording after 40 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, even better.
It's gone.
A fragment.
It's gone.
There's no punch up you can do.
And they chose Last Christmas over that and Wonderful Christmas Time, which in my opinion is one of the worst Christmas songs ever.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
No, out of 374 votes, these motherfuckers, 137 of them voted for Last Christmas.
You fools. And the thing is, all of the comments were people saying, don't do Last Christmas, so I don't know where the votes came.
Brianne Sherman said, Last Christmas is unpunchable. How dare everyone? And 13 people liked that. So yeah. I'm already expecting people to be mad at us.
What the
I'm
heck
sorry.
I think, how do you guys define unpunchable jams? I know the basic definition, but the technical definition.
So Demi, this is a point of contention between us. I think that it has to check out on every front. Demi's like, I just like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm very loose with my unpunchables.
Because I think there's a way in which everything is a punchable jam.
Oh,
even
absolutely.
The best songs ever are punchable jams.
You
so,
can turn any song into
you.
A song about,
yes,
like,
you're welcome.
Dongs.
That's the take we're taking today.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's not value judgment, because this song rocks.
The song rules, yeah. And I have no intention of trying to persuade people otherwise.
Sure.
we'll see.
Okay, I have so many facts. This came out in 1984, and if you didn't know, it's by Wham!
Oh, right, you have to wham!
Wham! There's an exclamation point.
It's my favorite Batman sound effect band.
Wham!
Kapow had some good stuff.
Okay, hold on, hold on. Without looking, this Wham has George Michael and
one other guy.
Andrew Ridgeley.
Maybe.
Really? Okay, Demi knew it. Okay, I'm surprised.
I've been on the Wikipedia page like 3 times this week.
We do have notes.
Everyone's like, yeah, George Michael and
George Michael and his friend.
His pal.
Okay, actually, great segue into the first crazy fact about this song. I'll just start from the beginning. Ooh. Earlier that year, 1984, he had wrested control of Wham and his burgeoning solo career from a dodgy record contract. So the 21-year-old wrote, produced, performed, and painstakingly played every single instrument on the tract.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Daddy.
Did I say tract?
Yeah.
I'm so tired.
Meal, eat that spaghetti already.
I'm spaghetti brains.
I'll put my tracks away.
Every single instrument on this is George Michael. And he is, by the way, not an instrumentalist. Does not play music. He played this with like 2 fingers on a keyboard.
That's a real McCartney move, to do all your own stuff.
Except McCartney can play music.
Right.
George Michael cannot.
That's a real me move.
That's a real Demi move. Demi, you could have a number 2 single.
Oh, that's just
darn.
A testament to this song that, like,
right?
It is so that powerful that it came through him.
And the
I
only
will say,
fingertips.
Knowing that, I'm like, yeah.
There's hope for me yet.
No, I'm just like, you can hear it. Just
Well, okay.
Chopsticks.
He said that he deliberately kept the foundation for the vocal simple so that the voice would really shine, because he knew that was like his bread and butter.
The voice. Huh?
Yeah, he won The Voice.
And that's why, Trolley, you wrote it up.
Yeah, that's
Trolley's clairvoyant.
Everyone took 301. Good job, everybody.
Also, the only reason this wasn't number one the year it came out anyway is because it was beat by Do They Know It's Christmas.
Oh my God.
Which, like, George Michael shines on.
Sure.
In a way, he did win.
Yeah.
Honestly, he's number one and number two. That's pretty amazing.
Right?
He's the pee-pee and the poo-poo.
That's funny when you say those words.
We're talking about a passed away man.
Yeah,
I know. Guess what? He died on Christmas Day.
He
2016.
Did?
He died on Christmas Day.
I remember that Christmas. It was very sad because it
was
happened
so
at night.
Yeah.
See, that's the worst because
last Christmas.
I was going to say, everyone's going to make the same jokes.
Stop. We didn't
I'm not gonna.
I'm not going to make a joke like.
I would never make a joke about how that was his last Christmas.
Oh, it's so sad. I, like, sidebar, we don't need to get into it. This is a Christmas episode, but, like, he was treated so poorly, like, by the media.
Oh, yeah.
Purely for being gay.
Yeah.
Like, that is so recent. Such aggressive, rampant homophobia. It makes me outraged. Okay, so I think you're going to really like this note, Trolley.
Is it about the boys?
It's about the video, which
Shit.
I saw you posting on Instagram stories the other day.
Big fan
yeah,
of the
that's
music
how
video.
You ended up on this one. Is
that
the...
is so weird because you guys talked about, like, I guess you guys tweeted about the song, and then I didn't even see these tweets.
No.
I was just talking about the music video. I think the music video is one of my favorite Christmas movies.
Yeah, you
it's
were...
a great short film.
You were it posting. Is... Trolley was posting on Instagram about last Christmas while we had already decided to do the song, and
yeah.
then we were like, "Oh, let's have you
it's
on it."
Really
huge
awesome.
Fan.
People just assumed that you were going to be on it.
I had several DMs, and people were like, "Is this you telling us that?"
DMs.
I had several DMs.
So the fact I have is that this video was the last time George Michael was clean shaven.
Ever?
What?
He maintained some stubble until he died.
He looks so hot in that video.
I think
Holy
so too.
Shit.
He was hot clean shaven.
Yeah.
I mean, he's hot with the beard too.
Also, highly recommend watching the video.
You?
It is a short film.
Is it like the scene insane. In Glee where Rachel Berry looks at Christmas trees while singing this song?
No, direct reference.
Basically, what are you talking about?
This is the nicheest audience in the world.
What? Here's what the music video is about, and you've probably already
I've
seen it.
I do know what you're talking about.
It has like almost a billion views. It's
no,
crazy.
It has 388 million, 816,821 views.
It's you know what? I'm actually disappointed that more people have not seen this.
But more people?
That's not cool. You know what's cool? 388 billion.
But basically, the premise of the music video
drop
is that
the last. Just Christmas.
He
it's cleaner.
Goes on a ski trip with his pals, who are all hot. Too.
So hot. Everyone.
It,
it's,
hot
the, it's the backup singers from the song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're in the video.
Yeah, and so everyone's hot, and they go on a ski trip, and there's
everyone's
this girl
hot.
There who was clearly he gave his heart to last Christmas, and he gave a pendant to her?
A brooch.
Sure.
A diamond-crested brooch.
Yeah, and she has kept it on, and they have a moment where you
no,
think...
No, no, she hasn't kept it on. She's given it to her new boyfriend, who now wears it upside down.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's heavy.
Hot damn.
It's a lot. And also, a lot of slow-mo shots of Michael, George Michael, giving the best, like, bedroom eyes I've ever seen.
It's eye-fucking out the wazoo. It is insane.
It's worth watching just to see the eyes, honestly.
The wazoo is famously the most sensitive part
Wait,
of the body.
I actually have
the sexiest part of Christmas.
I have a screen
grab. You ever go to Wazoo's Tacos back in Texas?
Yes, I love wazoos.
Do you guys want to just look at this amount of, I mean, just react to this. You guys can relate.
Okay, for the
look at that.
For people
no,
at home,
no. But you're gonna put this on the Instagram.
Kevin.
Just look at that.
And Kevin
if a man
now.
Looked at you like that from across the table with that hair.
Oh, I mean,
like, are you serious,
guys? I apologize.
What?
For
Here's the
visual
thing.
No, this
Go
is not for me.
Video.
I wasn't trying to show it to the listener.
People, this is for people to follow you guys on Instagram because it's so such good content. Look at that.
That is, it's very sexy. Eye.
So I guess we'll post this on Instagram now.
It's a DM slide opportunity.
I also
don't slide
say,
in our DMs. We don't see them for the record.
You don't.
No, on
Not
the Punch
really.
Up the Jam account?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I'll periodically check it.
Every so often I go there and I see someone requested a song. I'm like, this is like 10 levels removed. From
yeah,
how
we're
to
never
going to
do this,
fucked
sorry.
Up for you guys to not interact with your
You
fans.
Make Amir Blumenfeld
I hate our
you,
listener.
Right?
No, I don't. Sorry, what'd you
Head
say?
Headcomes on Amir Blumenfeld
Amir,
checks our DMs.
Amir's your media intern, right?
Yeah.
Your social
He's not
media
doing
intern.
A great job.
He's really bad. Okay, three more facts to get through and yes. then we can actually crack into this song like a nutcracker. It's Christmas. Okay.
I don't understand.
Wham donated all of the royalties from this song to the Ethiopian famine.
Hey,
Ooh,
nice.
Can you believe?
God.
They didn't have to do that considering he already donated his time for the Band-Aid song.
Yeah, I was going to say, that means that George Michael just made a lot of charity money this year.
He sounds like a really fucking good dude. I read that he didn't come out until after his mom died because he didn't want to give her the fear of him getting AIDS.
Aw.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
I know.
Can't
I'm
punch
just,
up that story.
I know. I'm like a stan
Well, you could.
I fucking ride or die for George Michael now.
I'll figure out a way to punch up that story by the end of this show.
I'm going to check back in with you at the end of the episode.
Please do.
Okay. Another thing. Whamageddon. Do you guys know about this?
No.
Whamageddon.
Yeah, this is like a thing, and apparently me reposting one of my Wham vines this year wrecked it for someone, and they let me know, because you can't hear the original Wham version of Last Christmas, or you lose.
Oh.
You can listen to covers.
It's an online game.
So yeah. So people are going to avoid this, probably.
Yeah, until December 24th, probably.
That's a terrible game, and you should do something better with your time.
And why would you deprive yourself of listening to this? This song rules.
This song is the best.
What's wrong with you?
I do like thinking of Whamageddon as the soundtrack to Armageddon.
Yeah.
Wait, then we wouldn't get Steven
I
Tyler.
I don't want to close my eyes and fall asleep. I don't want to miss
Last Christmas, I closed my eyes.
And your animal crackers were all on your boobs.
It's just Last Christmas, but every few verses they go, wow. Last Christmas!
Oh,
the crazy
that beautiful
thing
monkey.
About...
Yeah. Steven Tyler's a beautiful monkey.
Stop.
He is my aunt. Stop. He's everyone's aunt.
Steven Tyler used to live in Paris.
I do want to say while we're on the Christmas topic, this is kind of a more general note, but Wham is a great example of it. Every artist does Christmas songs, not because they all love Christmas so much, but because these are songs that get repurchased every year.
Yeah.
It is such an easy money grab. And it doesn't have to be an original song.
They get repurchased?
Yes.
She and
every
him,
Christmas.
His Christmas album has like topped the charts for their label like every year since they put it out.
Oh, yes. Oh, you mean literally the album?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Or the singles. As in
we
the
should
case,
put out a Christmas album next year.
I know.
But it's insane how many bad Christmas covers there are of classics. It's insane.
They pop the fuck off.
Yeah.
I know. So Wham, dude, I have it here. It's, again, visual, but I'll read some of it. The UK singles chart history of this song. 85, number 2. 86, number 6. 89, 45. 2007.
What are you saying?
Yeah. What you're...
I'm saying the year.
Calm down, Rain Man.
I'm saying the year and then where they ranked on the chart.
Okay. I was very confused.
Oh, was that not clear?
No,
that
I
made
just,
perfect sense to me.
You were just kind of like, let me read this real quick. 74,
numbers.
32, 22, hut.
Listen, there's a select
I thought
group
I was being
of
auctioned off.
Individuals online that know what these numbers mean. yeah,
true
anyway,
number heads know.
Basically, from 2007 till present day, it has ranked no lower than 36 or 53, actually, is the lowest on the charts. Up until 2018, it's number 7 right now.
God
fuck
damn.
Yeah.
I think we could categorize this as one of the last actual modern Christmas classics.
I agree.
Yeah.
It
right?
is so hard to have a breakthrough single.
It's this and
All I Want for Christmas is You.
Yeah.
But Wonderful Christmas Time does have some play, even if it's not a good song.
Did it come before or after this one?
I think after.
You want to say a little bit after.
Why do you turn to Jerry Lewis when I ask you a question?
Play. My wife is 13, play.
This is my tick. This is my Rain Man moment. I turned into Jerry Lewis, of course.
This is my tick. I just point to Peter Serafinowicz.
You son of a bitch. I see it happening. I'm like, don't you do this
what,
to me.
What, is this a Gilmore Girls reference?
No,
no.
It's just
me.
His references. He's just literally making a reference
I'm
to
just,
the tick.
I'm just a broken man.
You saw that movie?
No.
The
it's
show.
Not a movie, is
it's
it?
It's a show.
Yeah.
It's a show on Amazon Prime.
You watched that
downtown
show?
Griffey
I haven't
Nooms.
Seen it yet, but
why
I
do you know
really
references
good.
From it?
It's
this is our
it's
poison. We know references from things we've never seen.
And I've
get
never
used to it.
I've never experienced anything with Demi where I've said something. He's like, "No, what's that?" So I know I can say literally anything. And it'll
you're
be
safe in this room. Yes.
I just get mad.
That's all my facts, boys. I'm finally done.
Wow,
oh, boy.
You're free.
Oh wait, I had one more. Sorry.
Yes.
Okay, that sounded like you were about to go. Oh. It's poopy time.
It's time for poopy. George Michael.
He
number
the
two.
Not a fact, but an interesting thing I think you'll notice when we listen to the song. The chords are the same through the entire song. They do not change between verse and chorus, and there is no bridge.
Wow.
Yeah,
I think that's
again,
admirable.
George Michael made this by himself. Like it's showing.
Oh, I forgot. I actually do have one more fact I lied again.
You keep...
It's a Christmas lie!
You're
it's a Christmas
me.
Episode!
Oh, a Christmas lie.
A little stocking stuff.
A very Christmas lie.
My nose is growing like my belief in Santa! I have no segue.
Whoa.
Sorry.
That was good. I liked it.
Pinocchio?
Fucking Barry Manilow sued Wham because he thought Last Christmas sounded like... What is the name of the song?
I already forgot.
Do you have a clip
Mandy?
Of it?
Yes, I do have
no,
a clip
one
of
his
it.
Other big hits.
Here.
Sandy?
You know I can't smile without you.
Does and this sound like last Christmas?
You gave it away. This year.
This is my nightmare. This is my nightmare. This is the first thing
I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save you from tears, I'll give it
to save you from cheers. You shouldn't have to watch that show.
Please end! Wow. Please end!
I constantly make the mistake of saying this year to save you from cheers.
The show?
Ted Danson, you should not have to watch that, man.
Don't watch that! Every
honestly,
Christmas,
I'll
make
turn on the TV elsewhere.
Anyway,
you get emotionally invested in Diane, and then they just rip her out of your life.
Oh, I love Diane.
The song is
Diane
Can't
was
Smile
the
Without
best.
You.
Can't Smile Without You, right. Of course, they did not win that lawsuit, because that is a very basic chord progression that everyone has written.
Oh, they didn't win the lawsuit?
No!
Cool.
You can't
gripe.
Sue for four chords.
So, I mean, Albert Hammond Jr. did to Radiohead, and he got credit as a songwriter on Creep.
Albert Hammond Jr. did.
Is that Hamilton?
Yep.
Of
Albert
the
Hammond Jr. did. Now, this is interesting. This will time stamp it a little bit when we're recording, but the Marvin Gaye estate did win the lawsuit with Blurred Lines and Robin Thicke and
Kind of looks
Pharrell.
Like George Michael.
Wait, what? This will time stamp it to this decade?
No, but they like finally ruled on it this month.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That they won, right?
They're going to have to pay him like $5 million or something.
Good. And that song sounds identical.
Marvin Gaye can finally get him a nice house.
I disagree. I don't think that you should be able to do that. I don't think you should be able to sue for like musical similarity.
I think that if someone said we listened to that song and then tried to recreate it and then, oops, it sounds identical, I think you should
did
win.
Did he say that they...
Yes.
Oh, well then...
They are quoted as saying, we listened a lot to whatever that name of that Marvin Gaye song is.
Gotta
and
give it a part
thank
one.
Thank you.
I think if it was two comedians who are like, you stole all my bits and jokes, that'd be one thing. I just don't... It feels like musical tradition is so rooted in...
Oh, you make a good point.
In good and bad ways of people like plagiarizing each other, but almost
art
as like...
Art is imitation
as
all the
tradition.
Time.
Think about like back in the day, like in the 40s and 50s and 60s, like people would just cover everybody and that was normal. It was,
Elvis got famous for songs he didn't, right?
Yeah, they'd have two singles and then the rest were pretty much like covers. Like
standards is what they used to call them.
Oh, standards.
So,
standards.
So Barry Manilow standards needs to calm down.
Barry Manilow needs to fucking relax.
And he needs to honestly take all of this.
God damn it.
Take
Barry.
The L, Barry Manilow. My old songwriting teacher was Barry Manilow's lyricist. He was the... Listen, I'm sorry if he's listening. He's probably dead. It's fine.
Wow.
He told...
You don't think they got podcasts in heaven?
Did you murder this man?
He told me the same joke every class, and that was because he was a older, gay, Jewish man. You need to know that for this joke to work.
Okay, Larry I'm writing Bernstein. It down.
He would talk about a party at like some famous person's house that like he thought was super impressive, but like wasn't anymore.
Telly Savalas.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And he's like, so I'm at a wine tasting at Telly Savalas' house, and I see like some director that's not relevant anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, comes up to me, and he leans into his wine, and he says, "Oh, this one's fruity with a big nose," and I said, "Hey, I can hear you."
You really did need to specify. Okay.
And this has been Miel's new recurring segment she's going to do every week, where she prefaces an anecdote with specificity of a person's ethnicity and sexual orientation.
That's why he thought he was so clever, is because he's like, "You get it?" And I was like, "You just spent 20 minutes of a class I paid $300 for to tell me
this
same joke."
What was this man's
name? Marty Panzer.
Marty Panzer, okay.
Marty Panzer.
If he's a lot, you can fact check me there. That's his fucking name. He tells that
I
joke
he's telling
every
this,
day.
I know he's telling this joke to a child is the funniest
also,
thing.
Also, you know he didn't say that. You know he thought of it the next day and was like, "Oh, that would have killed."
No, he was never at that party to begin with.
Telly Savalas isn't a real person.
That part, no, he is.
Telly Savalas, truther in the midst.
was it like Francis Ford Coppola or something?
No,
like
not
that?
An actual famous person.
No, like the director that, person.
No, not like a person you actually care about.
Tommy Schlamme.
Right.
Hey, I
or like
all
like, Betty Blue Eyes, person. Like some person that's like
Betty Blue Tommy Schlamme.
Not real.
Director of Citizen Kane.
Another
Betty Blue
UT
Eyes.
Alum as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tommy Schlamme is a real person.
Speaking of Schlamme, should we get into the song?
What?
Yes.
I'm sorry, speaking of Schlamme.
Well, because Niall's directing the podcast like Schlamme directs television.
As we all know, Schlamme classic directing
stuff. I thought you were slurring through salami or something. Speaking of Schlamme.
I was originally thinking because he got arrested for like fucking in a bathroom, which he should not have been arrested for, and it sounds like a dick. And
who,
maybe
what?
George Michael.
Yeah, so that's
not Schlamme.
That's how he got outed.
Like, what's
that?
It is how he got outed.
Yeah, he got outed.
Isn't that so fucked up?
It's really fucked.
And there, the fucking headline was "Zip before you go go."
Oh,
I know. That's what I'm saying. The media was so cool.
They could have done better to out him. They could have been like, "Yeah, we should be more clever."
Punch
they could have done better to out him.
What a horrible thing you just
I'm
said.
Just saying, if you're gonna be an awful person, at least be clever about it. I mean, that zip before you go go. Come
you
on,
you don't need
that's
to
not
take
even
this.
The reference.
This isn't even like devil's advocate.
I'm
it's
just
saying,
like... if I was in that room, I'd be like, "Guys, I'm pushing against this."
No
like,
one's advocate.
Are you playing Krampus this
episode? I'm Krampus.
Fair enough. Moving forward, we'll remember this.
Good.
Should we get into the song after 45
Please.
Minutes?
You want to eat your spaghetti now?
Oh, yeah, let's get into it. I'll eat my spaghetti. Yeah,
all right, let's take a quick ad break so Miel can eat her spaghetti. Listen to this!
What a classic!
What a great song.
Wow.
I'm eating spaghetti. I can't even respond.
I know, you can't.
Zip before you go, go. Jesus.
Stop.
I'm still so mad that that's what they ran with. I'm just
You're
saying.
Mad about the wrong part of it, Troy.
No, I know. I'm just, I get why everyone is upset, but I'm like looking deeper into this.
No,
it might have been zip me up before.
This
you
is
go,
like
go.
You're criticizing a Nazi's like protest.
Yeah, basically.
You're like,
yeah, no, I understand what I'm doing.
The lines
here.
On that swastika could be a lot cleaner.
That's what I'm saying. It needs to be straight 90 degrees.
Are we ready to get into the song?
Yeah, after about an hour, I think we're in. Yeah, let's do this.
Press play. Oh!
I love this. I love this sound.
So good.
What a way to start a song.
You can really hear the I did it myself.
Well, I've never noticed that he vocalizes before the ooh, whoa.
Yeah.
He like works up to it.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
He's like,
like a little angel coming onto the like into the booth and like
flying
is it an
in
angel?
From the distance.
I feel like it's like a phantom.
Yeah.
Ooh. That, wait, can you play
he's
that again?
Spooking
I want to
hear
the
voice. Ghost of Christmas Past.
Listen to the voice before the ooh. Yeah.
I love it.
Also, the bass sounds so fun.
Boom, 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 boom.
That little riff is great, too.
Guys, did George Michael invent bedroom pop?
Oh,
by
is that
doing
what this
all these
is?
Instruments wow. himself. I mean,
what's bedroom
honestly,
pop?
Just like music made in your bedroom?
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's kind of a sub genre, I guess, where it's like, yeah, like Lord could, for some people, be classified
yeah,
as bedroom pop.
But it's
pop
gone.
In some
it's
ways.
It's like. Claro now and Cuco and all these people who just,
you're saying fake names.
These are real people.
I've got Claros and Cucos galore.
You want thingamabobs?
I love thingamabobs. We should have thingamabobs.
Thingamabobs
are
our next punch up.
Oh,
nice to the wazoo.
I'd like to see you try.
He's unpunchable, bro.
Oh boy, is this y'all's favorite version of the song? By the way,
100%.
Wait,
Wham?
Who's your favorite?
Well, there's a few. There's the Kidz Bop version.
Oh my god.
There's Pale Waves has a good one.
Who? Is this Christian rock?
No! That's not all I am, Miel. I'm more than one thing.
No, every time we've tried to get on the podcast, you're like, oh, this great Christian rock song. I'm like, no one knows
no,
that song.
No, I did that
head.
Once. I
oh,
did
was
that
it only once.
Yes. Yeah,
that's one too many
mistake.
Times.
And then I said we should do a Bruce Springsteen song. And yeah. then,
and
then
said,
Christmas came early. But no, there's a, I think I'm a little biased. And I don't know how many CRJ stands we have in the house, but Carly Rae Jepsen, I think, has a really nice version of this mm-hmm. song.
I've never heard her version of it, but I like her.
It's good.
It's really good.
Not Wham.
Also, Glee.
Glee has a karaoke version of this song as well.
Has an adult pop version of this
adult
song.
Adult Glee was an adult pop.
It's a young adult pop.
My controversial opinion of this song is that it's fine, but then my also another controversial opinion of mine is that simply having a wonderful Christmas time is pretty good.
Oh,
so I just have
what?
Bad taste.
I like it. Out.
I think wonderful I Christmas time is great.
What?
I think it's good.
Yeah. I'm livid. I'm about
I think
to
it
walk
has
the
insane lyrics, but I am also just like, this is fun.
The lights are out.
If I didn't have a mouthful of spaghetti, I would scream.
Oh, you
we're
really
here
are
tonight,
eating on
and
mic.
That's enough is a terrible rhyme.
We're here tonight, and that's enough.
That's a different song. We're talking about this song.
I know. I'm talking about how Wonderful Christmas Time is good. Anyway, this
how
is
how we should have gotten that in the poll. Yeah, thanks, Patreon.
Hey, you guys can do it next year. Something to look forward to in Christmas 2019.
Oh, we do have to do these until we die.
We will be doing this podcast.
Is this your only Christmas song you're doing in 2018?
Yes. Yeah. We did two last year, and I don't know that anyone liked them.
No.
But they were good. Fuck everyone.
I'll listen to those. We love our listeners. Great.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin.
Every few minutes of this show, we just scream at how bad the listeners are.
Oh. I love
so
the
thank
listeners.
You for
what
listening
an interesting
to that.
Relationship.
Yeah, they like
cruelty's the, my love language.
They like a tumultuous relationship.
Wow,
like,
you must really love me.
Mm-hmm. Musically, I think this rips.
Yeah.
Honestly, rips. I hear it, I lose my shit. Mm-hmm. If I'm in the car, I will 100% turn it the fuck up.
And like, I think, like you were talking about, where it is the same four chords over and over mm-hmm. again, I think it's a specific kind of melodic talent where you can do that as your bass line and still have people engaged.
Yes.
Because we've heard
it speaks
other...
to the vocalizing.
Yeah.
Well, I mm-hmm. think it's because at least the instrumentation like builds or drops out at times where it's like he adds like bells.
Well, also you'll notice that he really does not repeat. I'm having so much trouble.
He's not
today.
A journalist. He doesn't
he
report.
He doesn't report forever. He does not really repeat any melodic phrase.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe the chorus. And then outside of that, like he's winging it.
Yeah.
And it's like jazz. This recording is, if you try to sing along, it's hard.
It is very
hard. Is that Miel or Ryan Gosling?
The funniest part about the beat itself, too, is the fact that, like, it is so on, like, on the line of being cheesy as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, it's
so,
borderline.
It's so borderline that, like, it could be one of those things that it's just like, you ever hear an 80s song and you're like, this was only good in the 80s.
On
this
the
is bad. This is right on that line of, like, this could have been terrible.
But then the vocals sound so good.
Yeah.
Do you like the sound of my spaghetti, by the way? I apologize.
I can't hear the spaghetti.
Do you want to?
Oh, yeah, that's spaghetti.
What kind of sauce are you working with here?
It's a marinara.
Oh, a marinara. Did you put any pizzazz in it? What's going on?
There may be a little oregano.
Oh,
what did you say? Oregano?
Oregano.
Her nana gave her oregano, and this is oregano.
What's
oregano.
The next part of the song?
Marinata sauce?
Last Christmas.
Hands in the air, dog.
But the very next day, you gave it away.
You gave it away.
To set me from tears,
boop, boop.
I'll give it to someone special.
The bass line walks up every time, and it never stops being exciting.
Do you just feel, like, moved right now? You
yes.
hear that, and you're like, oh.
Yes.
When you really zero in on it, it is kind of like a Holiday Someone Like You by Adele.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
How does this keep happening?
I wish nothing but the best for
this
you.
This doesn't work.
I remember you said sometimes it hurts.
She's hurt and he's hurt and I like that.
Lyrically, I think you're on one. Musically, get out.
Yeah, I can't hear the music over my own singing.
Probably true. You guys are like, you hit this like brown note for me. The three of you together, I'm like, stop.
It feels like in El Scorcho where they're all just screaming in the background. You're like, I don't think those are notes.
No, they're not.
Do you remember like the first time you were hearing this song and it was like, yes. Last Christmas I gave you my heart and you went, aw. And then it was like the very next day you give it away. Like, what the fuck?
And also the pettiness of that sick burn of this year I'll give it to someone special. Because then it means he's not special.
It reflects more poorly on him that you think you can just like go out to Walmart and get another special person.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
shopping.
Did you see those eyes in that video? He can.
He can.
Maybe he can.
He had sex with that entire table. Like they didn't show that, but Jesus
no,
Christ.
No, and the crazy thing is like no
Watch
one even
video.
Thought it was weird. Like, that's how, like, seductive he is. He's like, do you want some wine? Like, what blowjob? Like,
yeah, like
garlic bread?
Yeah. What? Yes, yeah.
He's just eye-fucking the entire table. Like, they had to cut that because it's an hour of him just making eye contact with people and they're all losing their shit.
Yeah,
he's like, never mind, I'm not going to say it.
Okay, but...
Were you going to say ass Christmas?
No, I was going to say that he kind of... No, it makes me feel like I want to fuck a dog, so I got to stop.
Okay, not the first time you would have...
I know, that's why I realized I can't say it.
No, go for it.
Okay, well, knowing with the caveat I don't want to fuck a dog, I will tell you that...
You absolutely do.
You know how dogs sometimes, like, their hair... I'm thinking specifically like a border collie.
Mm.
like their hair, and then they'll like, no, I can't. I'm stopping.
All You've right. gone too far.
No. I, that's Please why I'm stopping. No. That's why I'm stopping.
Their hair.
Just in the video, he reminds me of like a hot border collie.
Yeah, I could see
Some
it.
Dogs are hotter than others.
That's
I
what I'm trying
it.
To say. Yeah. It's nah. like he's like a lassie like of whoa, the border collies.
Demi, whoa.
Nah.
I'll say it again. Nah. Like, you know that moment when like Simba transitions into like grown Simba and like it's just that quick moment he's walking on the log and you're like, yeah. whoa, wait, he's hot.
Yeah, yeah. I
That's like
that.
George Michael in this video.
I remember wanting to fuck
hot
that cat.
Simba.
For like a second, you're like, whoa, what? What? Like, and they did it on purpose. They give him like thick eyebrows and like shaggy hair and they try to make him look like fucking Devin Sawa and you're
He's
like,
got
okay.
that big old schlong just waving around.
I don't remember that part.
It's like a mental hot, not a physical hot. You guys are rude. You know what I mean. I'm eating my spaghetti.
Simba.
Just wanted to put a stop to whatever that was.
Okay, but
I egged you on to do it.
Is
and
that
I
your signal to stop of your
No,
co-host?
That's I
the
just
bit
like...
is over. Hit the beat.
I think what's funny about these opening lines is like last Christmas I gave you heart, my heart, and the very next day you gave it away. The more I thought about it, because you guys were like we're punching up the song, I was like, first of all, it's unpunchable, and so I was like, I need to find an angle here, and it seemed like. When the more I listen to it, it seems like a guy who like went on a first date. It went really well for him. Like he called his mom. He's like, "Mom, I think I'm at the one," and she was like, "I was just doing my friend a favor. She said you were a nice guy. I'm not really into it. You know what I mean? Like that's
yeah.
kind of what."
No, I don't think they were dating, right?
No, it doesn't seem. Like...
So how do you give? Like, what was the event that was giving the heart? Like the first time you slept with somebody?
I don't know.
I literally took it to mean I love you. Like so he said I love you.
On Christmas, that was their gift.
And it was too serious for her and she was had to back out.
But then the next day, before New Year, she had a new date?
Maybe it was like we've been friends for a long time. I want to make this real and serious and committed. And then she's like, I need to think about this. This is a lot really quick. And then the next day she's like, I don't think we can.
Okay, in that case, he's the villain. That's fair. She's
right.
allowed
in
to
this
do
this made
that.
Up interpretation.
Yeah, and looking for an angle here.
Right. I will say also like
George Michael's
very,
never made a mistake.
Very rare and very brave of Christmas songs to allude to post-Christmas.
Yeah.
That is not common in the Christmas community.
You don't hear songs about December 28th.
No, the day, like, the world ends on the midnight December 25th.
What else is uncommon in the Christmas community?
Let's see.
You never talk about it not snowing.
Mentioning Hanukkah at all.
We got a light drizzle this year.
My thing about this exchange is that it should be the very next day you gave yours away. Because I don't, in the metaphor sense, I don't know what.
No, that was the brooch in the video. That was his heart.
Oh,
which is such an odd gift to give somebody, by the way.
Did he send it in the mail?
Not that year.
It's when you in later lyrics, it does sound like he sent it in the mail.
So he packed up his heart.
I wrapped it up and sent it. Yeah.
This was an issue for us when trying to figure out how to punch this up, which, by the way, it's not doable.
It's a perfect song.
No, I think we figured it out.
But okay. We were like, could we make it just about sending your heart in the mail and how that went? And then Bo were like, he'd be dead, though. So this doesn't really work.
Get it on ice. Yeah.
As we say in the biz, this doesn't have legs.
The biz.
Which biz is it?
What have you found to, if I can ask like a bigger picture for the podcast question, what do you think, because so much of it is like going line by line and really like actually considering the lyrics of a song, what do you think this song has that is like a common trope in a lot of the songs you've done where it's like, oh, they kind of do this sort of metaphor or like, he's like really consistent with this theme and then totally drops it in verse two. Is this song guilty of any of the things you've encountered before?
One thing I think this song is guilty of is presenting a story that upon like not closely listening to it, you're like, okay, it's a kind of a thing. And then when you closely listen to it, you're like, wait
what?
A minute, falls apart. Is he the villain?
Oh, I see. Yeah. Close inspection means that the protagonist becomes an antagonist.
When you have to consider everything that they're doing and all their actions, and you're like, oh, wait a minute, that's maybe not how you treat a person.
I also feel like this happens in a lot of songs where they set up a premise in the chorus or the first line, and then you think it's going to go, okay, we're going to follow that narrative. We're going to like get more backstory for that. And then instead they're like, and I'm just going to go on about some other things.
It's not about Christmas at all.
No, this song is the least Christmassy Christmas song I've ever heard.
It's weird that like, at some points it feels like there's a narrative and then the other times it's just very broad. Like it's just very ambiguous, like heartbroken at Christmas time. You know?
It's a Christmas song the way Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Sure.
Yeah. Where it's the background and setting. Yeah.
Yeah, wow, but it does get me like hard for Christmas though.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're all rock hard in the room.
Yeah. Are we talking about getting
guys, I gotta
Die
stop
hard?
Eating this spaghetti. This is boner
rock
stew intense.
Boner? Oh, I thought you said this is boner stew.
Wait, I have a real question.
Okay.
Totally off topic.
About our boners?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you got
that's weird,
boys here.
What's
up?
We haven't got off topic once, so that's so crazy.
Can you
off topic?
Can you
That was a
what
hot,
was that?
Hot pocket.
Hot pocket.
We used to do that.
I kept thinking in my head, hot topic. That's not it.
I could see your face just like the wheel spinning in your brain.
I was like cycling through my Rolodex. I was like, what is that?
What is this reference?
Okay, actual question that I don't know the answer of.
Yes.
Sure.
How aggressive of an erection can you have before the idea of eating food is not sustainable?
What?
You're saying if I have like a full blown like I can't walk because I'm that I have a boner?
Can you imagine like can you eat food when you're that hard?
I feel like it's not a concern of mine, but I can physically
but could
do
you?
It.
You're like, would it feel gross to be like I'm too horny to eat?
No,
no, you can eat when you're horny.
No.
Oh,
in fact, many people argue you should eat the most when you're horny.
So you get like a righteous erection and then like pound a burrito?
Well,
I should have been more specific in my language. Don't pound the burrito.
I remember when I was in college.
That's my wife, Miel.
How dare you reduce a woman to a burrito?
I remember in college there was like a guy in a fraternity who would sit next to me in some classes and I'd always pick his brain about bro shit because it's funny as hell to me. Like the things that I don't hear about.
Which is funny because you're by far my broiest friend.
Which is weird because I'm not bro-y.
I'm looking at a Broy Deschanel part
of
one.
Are you serious?
Right?
I give off Broy vibes.
Surf yeah, bro,
you,
but bro.
You give off Broy vibes, and then you get to know the real man, and you're a true gentleman.
You're
and
real
Broy people.
Tribbiani.
Yeah,
that's hilarious that I give off Broy.
You're
vibes.
Real Broy Lucas. The
well,
the all right. From the
I don't know too many non bros who talk about the voice as much as you have.
Bro schmo. No,
what were you gonna say?
Oh yeah, he was talking about when you're horny. He was like, yeah, you gotta hit the gym when you're like rock hard, man. You just get the best workout. I was like, that's weird knowledge.
Wrong. That sounds completely
I never
wrong.
Thought I'd have to use it, but here I am telling you guys about
Does
it.
Does he fuck the weight?
You have to use it.
Does he stick his dick in the weight hole where you put it on the bar?
Don't know.
Yes.
Guys,
wait, do you think how much weight could he hang on his dick?
I would not ask questions.
If he's done his Kegels enough.
I wouldn't ask questions to this guy. I would just be like, all right. Cool.
I would, and we can talk more about this off podcast. I have many questions. Yeah. So should we hit the next part of the song, or should we just make a 7-hour episode? What do you think?
Wouldn't be the first time.
You could do it in 2 weeks if you wanted to. Part one, and then part two is coming next
week.
People
would be like, what the? Why is it two? Oh, okay.
It's like one of those 60-minute specials.
You just see who's on the episode and be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, never mind.
It's a Christmas spectacular. My mouth is full.
It's like a 4th of Hanukkah. We'll stretch this episode out to 8 weeks. Wait, to save me from tears.
This year to save me from tears so I don't hurt myself again.
That's the sound of Miel closing her spaghetti, just so you know.
Uh-huh. And her
they
heart.
They don't need to know.
And you complain about me eating a gummy snack.
Do you fast? No. Go.
This is a real Foley heavy podcast.
Because the way you said that, I thought you were not saying fast as in like the verb. I thought you were saying like do you go fast? But you just like stumbled on it. And I was like, oh, chill
do
out.
Do you even go fast, bro?
Do you speed?
Listen, fasting and then recording a podcast midday, sometimes you gotta eat on air.
Sometimes you gotta eat. I'm not complaining. I'm just letting people know what the sounds be. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, right. It's an instrumental break.
This is the best part.
Wow, a lot of bells.
The only Christmassy part.
I like knowing that he did this himself because it just means he was like, all right, I want a solo, but I can't really just mime one. So he's just clicking like piece by piece going, that'll work and that'll work.
The engineer said, Porter remembers. George desperately wanted to play sleigh bells.
Well, yeah, you gotta have it in Christmas.
I gotta get these sleigh bells. He's like itching at the neck. Mm-hmm. Yo, you got any sleigh bells?
They were jangled.
I need them.
Spare sleigh bells.
It says they were jangled only by Michael himself.
Oh, purist.
What a funny detail.
George Michael bells, baby.
Yeah.
Imagine somebody else recording it. He's like, not like that.
No.
I feel like this is a good example of a solo that doesn't have to be complicated or like hard. Yeah. To be memorable, I feel like it's a nice...
Structurally, it's an interesting choice. Right at the top of the song of
and the
solo.
And the fact that they have like that
hey,
instrumental
Bell solo.
Break after every chorus, I'm just like, you don't need that.
Uh-uh.
You know, we don't need space to breathe here.
No,
just
the song just started.
Catch your breath. I know it's a lot to take in, listener. Here's a solo so you can decompress.
Special. Yeah.
It was really sexy. the way he's singing is so sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I think because he accentuates that special, it really feels like he's just like hammering in the fact that it's like, I'm giving to someone that I actually care about.
I yeah, love it's, it. It's like a taunting tone. Mm-hmm. Special.
It's
yeah.
Christmas petty.
Unlike you.
Well, yeah. It's definitely petty when you're writing a song about somebody who hurt you that was a year ago. You're like, I'm fine. I'm over it. It's fine. It's fine. I just wrote a song about it. It's fine. I'm over it. I'm done. It.
I don't
fine.
Even care.
I don't even like you.
Watch me play these bells. Bass dog. I keep my distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me?
Well, it's been a year. Doesn't surprise me. That's not long enough.
It's not long enough at all.
The yeah. way he says that is so, well, it's been a year.
It doesn't surprise me.
I mean, this is pre, social media, so it maybe got a haircut, you know?
But if...
Are they friends?
I think before Instagram, people didn't lose memories in a year.
Oh, they didn't know.
It was Portland when they had the Men in Black things.
Oh, that's right. Sure. In the 1984.
The Neuralizer.
Yeah.
I can't imagine falling in love with someone and then being like, it's been a year, you might not recognize...
He grew his hair out.
Still.
Mm.
You fall in love with someone, you should know their face for a while.
I might forget.
You might forget?
Yeah.
Wow.
I might write into an ex and be like, oh.
Well, especially if they went through a transformation or changed their hair color or something. I could see it. But I think it's more like self-deprecating. Yeah. Like, oh, who would recognize me? I'm such a
blah,
blah,
blah, blah. Well,
it
wouldn't
surprise
me. Yeah. Yeah. Also could be a stab at them to say like.
Because you're so superficial.
Yes,
that
or self-absorbed, you don't remember me.
My theory is that it was not someone that George Michael was particularly close with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they might not recognize him.
So then what was the heart transaction?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, he just sort of gave up his love very quickly for someone that's like, oh, hey, I'm not
I don't actually know you at
all. Again, that's why I was like, it's like a first date where he was very into it and she wasn't. And
what if it's like their friend's annual Christmas party? It's just another attendee.
He was just really
there are
drunk.
Some later lines that suggest that it might be a weird Christmas party. It's like, hey, why are you just
that's where
around?
He sees him every year.
Yeah.
That would make more sense than like a relationship.
Once bitten and twice shy. I know that that's a saying, but I don't know what it means.
I was gonna say the exact same
Googled
thing.
Okay,
it.
So it's like I did this once and I got bitten, and so now on the second time I'm shy.
Mm. It's like cautious. Like proceed with caution.
Yeah.
Is it like shame on me? Yeah.
It's just yeah, like but that, British
but
with, now. No, I don't know what's
bugs.
British George Bush.
Shame on me again.
We don't get fooled again.
Strategy.
That's the who.
No, well, he... You yeah! Know, fuck
yeah!
We're doing six references at the same time.
Why? Yeah. Isn't that crazy, that period of The Who where George W. Bush was the,
lead singer?
That was wild.
Yeah.
We haven't touched that on the show yet. Hoping to get Paul F. Tompkins back.
Who are you? Who?
I really want to know. Osama bin Laden.
I love the way this part starts also.
Once bitten and twice shy. For the punch-up, this was the hardest part to sing.
Really?
Yes.
I think the hardest part was, tell me, baby, do you recognize me?
Because it's all in the same like sort of part. But this is just, it goes high very quickly, and then it's like the shy.
Yeah, that little run. It is a nice little sweet little run.
It is.
Is it important to you guys to be like super accurate in your like vocal?
I take it super seriously.
Okay. I try to, but then I'm like, I'm not a good singer and I can't do 20 takes of this. So then I just am like,
I do 20 takes.
I try, but all 20, I'm like, it sucks. And then I hear my voice like doing the like, thing. I'm like, what?
Wait, what is the thing?
Like when you start singing and then you just hear like in your voice, it's like sort of crackling.
Dog, we got to teach you how to use your fucking chest to sing.
I don't
want to
learn how to be a singer.
Bonus episode for the Patreon.
Wow, that would be really fun for people. We talk about ASMR episodes.
That sounded so sarcastic.
It was. No, it was. That would be awful.
Clearly, it'd be horrible.
Yeah. Yes. Just,
people would love it.
It's called a mix. I'm just kidding.
Wow. Just drink tea, right?
I do.
And it's just honey. Take a shot of olive oil and just chase
squirt
it with honey.
Squirt honey in that mouth.
Literally what Celine Dion
Kevin,
does.
Kevin, stop being so dirty.
What did he say?
He said, shoot some honey in your mouth.
Ew.
Why?
Kevin. Squirt some oil in that
That's
tongue.
That's disgusting.
Guys, I did go to a vocal cord doctor in Beverly Hills 6 years ago that had a bunch of signed platinum records in his office from Mariah,
wow.
from Timberlake.
How did you get in?
I don't know. I
you must
literally
have something really fucking
up.
Wrong with your throat.
I had vocal notes. I had to go.
How
on,
did you get them?
I had to vocal. I guess blowing it out, like singing in the car and stuff. But I had to go on vocal rest for 3 days.
God damn.
And I could not speak, so I had a little app that I carried with me. And so, like, to participate, I would like type stuff out.
Oh, Mr.
Like,
Stephen Hawking over there.
Yeah, I remember one time there was a prayer circle, and I did go. Amen on my app. People thought that was
so
really great.
That's
very funny.
But anyway, go see
I'd
that
like,
guy.
I turn into like Bumblebee. I just have like a bunch of sound clips of other people saying things and just be like, I'm going to hit this one and that's me now.
I would just have like an 808 of reactions. Like, like an 808
damn,
pad.
Damn. I'm hungry.
Where'd you get
hold
that,
up,
son?
Where'd you find this?
Why just... you cutting me off in traffic?
Yeah, if I did now, it'd be like, my wife. Very nice. Yeah, baby.
Okay, cool. So the song is tight, and we have nothing to say about it. And now we'll do it for the next section, too.
I keep my distance, but you still catch my eye. Yeah. What? Wait. Okay.
He's scared of her.
No, but I'm
or
saying...
him. Her in the video.
I keep my distance, but you still catch my... So he's staying away from this person,
yes.
But sometimes they, like, still run into each other in town.
And if
you
are...
guys don't... You can't relate to this. You've never been to, a mutual friend's party where someone you briefly dated is also there, and you're like, well, I'm not
going
to talk to
going
them.
Going to one
definitely...
tomorrow.
Yeah, you get it. Kidding. You, like, stand around a corner, and you're like, ooh, there they are. They look good.
Demi, unless you invited... never mind.
Don't say any names. We have to bleep out.
Demi's having a party tomorrow night for context.
Yeah.
As of air. By the way, it already happened now, and now it was good.
It was crazy.
Good sauce.
Somebody broke the pool table.
We didn't even have one. It was crazy.
Somebody took shit at my dad's
computer.
Someone
brought a pool table to play.
It's just, okay, he's at a party. There's someone he used to date, and he's like, I don't want to talk to you. I'm scared of you, but I do want to look at you, and fuck, you look good. Do you even recognize me? Probably not. You probably don't even remember who I am.
Yeah.
That's like one of those parties where you're like, ah, shit. Okay, she's in the kitchen. I got to hang out in the backyard, make some new friends. These are my people now.
And people are like, hey, should we go in the kitchen? You're like, it's kind of hot in there.
It's so hot in there.
It's kind of fucking loud inside.
You know what? But grab some Doritos, bring them out here. Mm-hmm. Like, that'd be cool.
Oh, dude, I think I have a Clif Bar in my bag.
Oh, no, I always hang by the bathroom. This is my place.
We could split it 10 ways.
10-way Clif Bar split.
Also, for any mukbang fangs, I'm sorry. I'm done eating.
This is the second time you said mukbang. What is that?
Yeah, I was about to ask.
Also done by a mukbang. It is a YouTube video type where you eat a meal on camera.
Pass.
People love that.
Wait,
like
you're
saying a sexual
I can make
thing? Money?
Could be.
Eating spaghetti.
Yeah, absolutely.
When in doubt, everything I don't understand is a sexual thing.
I mean, it definitely has broader appeal than just sexual, but was that maybe the initial driving force? For sure. Could be.
What are like the go-to foods for this? Messy foods or clean foods? Or
oh,
what?
Just so much food. Is
trolley scene, dollar signs.
Like a whole like dining table full of food, and then you sitting there just like taking a bite of some nachos, taking a bite of some pizza, taking a bite of a chicken wing.
Well, that's like a thing. Also, we like, I one time made a joke about like porn, people eating for porn, like, and there's a whole section of porno.
I
want
people made
trust
a
me.
Joke.
I know
eating a full cake in a bikini, and I.
Who is this news to?
Oh yeah, cake farts.
I didn't know about this. This is crazy. Cake farts. It's wild.
So I apologize to those fans, and then for the people that hate food eating sounds, don't know the name of that phobia. You're welcome. I'm done eating now.
Well,
just
also
so you know.
This could be
for
cool.
Those you love it, pay us.
Yeah, exactly.
Check us out on Patreon.
Some people might really like this information. They'll be like, "Oh shit, that's out there. Oh my god, I didn't know."
So
I was
your first hot take, just to recap.
Yeah. Let's go.
Is that
I didn't like
the media could have punched up an incredibly
cruel,
vaguely homophobic headline.
No, definitely homophobic. I don't want it to be lost that this was like fucked up that they.
Right, but you want to work on their headlines.
I'm just saying, if you're going to be an asshole, be smart about it. You know?
And now you are making a PSA for people into food porn. Just to let them know that it exists.
Trolley food porn, it's out there.
Here's this directly relating to a story that Trolley told us yesterday. Trolley's the kind of person where if someone, he sees an instance of racism going on, he's like, whoa, that is not the right type of person that you would be racist against.
Exactly. That's
actually, he's not Korean. He's Chinese.
That's like, they don't even know the story. And
we won't tell it.
We are not going to tell it.
He didn't get beat up.
I don't know the story.
The story is not important. We're just saying that's the scenario in which Trolley is like, let me speak up here.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Should
press
we go to the next
play.
Part?
Yeah.
I forgot that was the very next part.
I played again. I love it so much.
I just realized it's not Merry Christmas.
What is it?
Happy Christmas.
Shut up.
Oh, it is.
Oh.
Is
he British?
He's
British.
Oh my god! I always thought it was Mary. This is like a Berenstain thing. My ears.
I think that there might be a like.
I think it's because the way he like the happy's kind of Barry the ha.
Yeah.
So I just heard the p, which sounds like re, and I thought it was Mary.
Yeah.
Mary.
It spells teen. You've got trouble right here in River City.
Christmas. Ah, it still sounds like Mary.
A little repetitive there.
When he's like, but if you kiss me now.
Yeah, it's sexy.
Yeah.
He's talking like he's talking dirty.
I mean, honestly, when he whispers, Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
We are Happy Christmas. It's so, like, the first time I heard it, I was like, that's ridiculous. The second time I heard it, I was like, that's kind of, he's trying to be sexy.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Now, I think that.
Takes me out of the song.
Because of our, like, full knowledge of the great George Michael, may he rest in peace.
R.I.P.
That sometimes our cultural baggage coming to this song might prevent us from seeing, guys, is this a nice guy's finish last anthem? Because if you think about it, he's doing all the right things. And the blame is being placed squarely on her. I try to avoid you. You still catch my eyes, you temptress. This is assuming the heteronormative.
Assuming, and also assuming they didn't have a relationship, but she didn't actually screw him over.
Right. And then we might kiss, and then you'll fool me again.
I think it's ambiguous enough that it can be interpreted that way, which is dangerous. Mm.
Also, I don't like the notion of, like, the very next day you gave it away, like, how dare you? It's like, what did you do?
You're allowed to break up with people.
And did she give you... Did they give you their heart?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that Natalie Portman thing where it's like every time a woman is acting crazy, you should ask yourself, like, what have I done to, like, what have... What?
Natalie Portman.
Did she say this to you?
No, she
Portman
had, like,
has
a
tight 10. She's been workshopping.
No, she has.
Store.
No, she has, like, a famous
Y'all know how
quote.
Ladies be crazy, right?
I've been dating again.
No,
that's
but
weird.
It's like every time...
So I was in Jackie, right?
You guys,
Jackie,
you know what? Oh, God. It was a good... You know, Natty Portman has done a lot. For the culture,
Natty.
Guys.
Natty Portman.
Natty Ports. She
sounds like a jazz.
She has a jazz singer. She's a crooner.
I'm
she's
Natty
been doing
Ports.
No, but it is a very one-sided.
Natty
thing,
Ports are my favorite one-sided. Type of cigarette to smoke.
Natty Shorts. Natty Shorts, also very cool.
Natty Shorts.
Yeah, they're coming to
summer.
That's
what I call my sleepwear.
Natty Shorts.
Natty Shorts.
No, but I like it. It's a very one-sided song. I totally see what Kevin's saying.
Most songs are.
Yeah. It's never like, you know what?
Well,
we should
actually
hold on. This is the part where we hear her side.
I would love for someone to write a song where they like let their partner write the other half and then you're like, oh, okay.
That's Baby It's Cold Outside.
Well, wait. I mean, like, no, it's like they just write like two verses and they're like, all right, the second half is their point. And then you're like, oh, hey, you fucked up.
Like an actual fight?
Yeah.
That's song therapy. That should exist.
Mm. Yeah. Well, that's what the movie Band-Aid was about.
Maybe you guys should do that to each other.
No.
Next we get a fight. Let's write it out in song.
All right.
Like, monetize it.
Wait, you guys don't get in fights that often,
no.
do you?
Probably forever.
Tiffs? Yeah. Maybe more tiffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, Toronto International
Three of them have
Film
been
Festivals.
About movies.
Wait, which movies? Jackie?
No, what was the one you like? I, Tonya.
I, Tonya.
We got in a fight about I, Tonya.
One was Baby Driver.
I don't remember the fight about Baby Driver.
You
don't remember
like
after
it.
We
remember
saw Baby
that.
Driver?
Oh. I don't remember fights very well. They're so
you
bad.
Loved Kevin Spacey and Demi had a bad feeling about
no,
it.
No, Trolley would be the one in this room that would be like, guys, Kevin Spacey's still a good actor, though.
Trolley's painted himself in his corner. He's like, hey, I don't want to.
Listen, is
saying,
he a bad man?
The Usual Suspects is a good movie.
Look, Bohemian Rhapsody. We should all see it. Go support our boy, Bryan Singer.
Support our boy. Hashtag.
What a good Christmas theme.
Wow. Yeah. I just want to be clear. I don't support Kevin Spacey. I definitely.
No one thinks you do.
We see Trolley upload a YouTube apology video.
I do definitely denounce racism. That was a joke.
Wait, okay. I'm cutting that anyway. You just brought it back up.
I'm bringing it. Leave it in. Leave it in. It was. I'll let the people decide, and this is me telling them.
Don't
it
let
was
the people
definitely
decide.
A fucking joke.
Hey, 2 years ago, we let the people decide. Look how that turned out.
How did this happen? What are you doing to this delightful podcast?
I also denounce homophobia as well.
Well, now you have to denounce everything.
Are you not denouncing?
Sexist?
Yeah. No. What? What? What are you walking
me into?
Let's
real quick take an ad break.
We already did.
Did we?
Yeah. I don't know if you had two, though.
We don't. Debbie's just so desperate to get away
from
this.
She's just like, let's cut Anthony
I'm trying to help you.
Oh, I don't mind.
We're back.
Yeah, we never left.
Oh, great.
I'm going to cut all this together, so there's no break.
I can't. I'm so glad that you've said you're cutting this multiple times.
I'm
so
definitely
like,
cutting this.
I will not be touching this
I'm
one.
Way too particular to let this
They're
going to
be like, Anthony was in this podcast like for maybe like 3 seconds. Yeah. He said hi, and then he was just gone.
Cutting every word you say.
Here, let me just give you some audio you can move around to help you with Trolley.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you going to the bathroom, Trolley? That's cool. One second. Wait, wait, wait. Wait, wait, wait. Hey, Trolley, there you are. You missed so much of the show.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Just
sorry.
Go ahead and throw that around wherever you need to.
Happy Christmas.
What is the context of this whisper?
I think it's to her.
It was like
a secret
love affair.
I'm going to say her because it was, I'm going off the video. It's to her.
Because you love heteronormativity.
I'm enforcing it, baby. We're all straight.
Cool. And I'm going to say them.
I haven't seen the video, so I'm coming to it pretty cold.
I've seen clips of it, but not in.
Okay.
Oh, you got to check it out.
Okay.
It's $50.
You know, it looks like an advert. Right. So you can watch the video.
I wrapped it up and sent it.
Wait. Oh, his heart. Oh, I'm just realizing he takes such a break from talking about sending his heart to just being like, I wrapped it up and sent it.
It's assuming a callback.
I know, but it's like you have to make the leap of like forgetting what he's just been talking about.
I'll just pretend it's Anthony Trolley writing the song.
That's very true. I wrapped it up and sent it with a note saying, I love you. I meant it.
So maybe you are into something, Kevin. Maybe it is like, he said, I love you.
I actually meant it. And you're like messing with my heart because
like,
that's what.
Yeah. They were like drunk and he was like, I gotta tell you, I fucking love you.
But it's weird though because the next line says, now I know what a fool I've been. He kind of admits that he's being a fucking creep.
Well, yeah, but no, fool is different than creep. I think fool is like, I was fooled by this evil person.
Yeah, I think he's saying I was a fool
evil
too.
Evil woman.
Yep.
I think he's saying he was a fool to ever give away his heart.
Yeah, to love her. Them. Fuck. And then.
Now, if he said, now I know what a creep I've been, I'd be like, wow, okay.
Yep.
Now I know what a skis ball I've been.
But if you kiss me now.
I know you'd fool me again.
See, it's a like, fool. It is. That's confirmation. It is like. You're just too attractive.
Fool makes it passive and
fool me. How about
go on and fool me.
Again, different song. Not what we're doing today.
This is a medley. It's Christmas.
Hey.
It's a Christmas spectacular.
Oh, what a miracle.
Let us have this. Let us sing eight
You're
different
right.
songs in the spirit of
the
Hanukkah.
The 12 songs of Christmas.
Well, that's another one.
12 Cliff Bars eating.
Five Trolley Tales.
I got more if you guys need.
I got more.
Last Christmas.
Chorus again. If you listen under his singing, there's like a higher synth doing some fun little dingle dangles.
Bring me a higher
dingle
synth.
Dingle dangles, jingle jangles. Yeah.
You get it.
I got it. I hear you.
And that was Steve Winwood. I got it.
Yeah.
We love jokes.
Think about it.
Jokes are references.
It could be a higher synth.
Yeah. Oh, a higher synth is a flower.
Oh my God, it is. How do you know that, Flower Boy?
I love a higher synth.
Plus.
Well, that was a reference to four different things at once.
Guys, I told you this shouldn't be your first episode. I apologize at the top.
It shouldn't be your 50th either.
Wait, do you think this will be someone's first episode?
Hopefully. Yeah. Well, I'm thinking Gilmore Guys people are going to see this and go, oh, reunion. Let's watch that one. And they're going to be like, what is this fucking shithole of a podcast?
Hey, if you guys advertise me as a guest on every episode, it's okay. You can just use the soundboard of like, great to be here. I'm going to be quiet on this one, guys. And then just put that in every episode.
I'm going to be a fly on the wall in this episode.
I'm here to learn.
Nothing was different. It was exactly the same.
Yeah, I, for some reason, thought that there were some different vocals.
I thought harmonies were added.
Yeah, I think it's just a later one.
Oh, I like the calm response, though.
Yeah.
It's so fun to sing along.
It is, and it's fun. When doing the punch up, I was recording, like, the harmony vocals, and I was like, that's really fun. Yeah, it's fun to be that person.
Yeah.
Now I'm realizing... Are there backup singers on this? It's just his voice,
I don't know.
Right?
It sounds like he doubled his voice at parts. But
yeah, I don't think it's on this song. I think the singers in the video maybe are from the record.
Maybe, backup singers from Wham. Actual.
From Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Ooh,
did they put out a full Christmas album with this song?
No, it was an EP, and I don't remember any of the other songs on it.
Oh, you know who did put out a cover of this?
Hmm.
Miss Grande did.
You know who hasn't? Literally no one.
That's not true.
Wow.
Barry Manilow hasn't.
Oh, what if he did, though?
I want him to.
Last Christmas I gave.
Is that your Barry Manilow?
You my heart.
Yeah, famously, Barry Manilow is from Bakersfield.
That was more like a Barely Manilow.
Barely Manilow.
Worth it just for that pun.
Alongside with Edward James Olmos. Is this y'all's favorite George Michael song / Wham song?
No,
absolutely Faith
not. Is. Yeah, or Freedom.
Not even my favorite Wham song. I like Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Mm-hmm.
Careless Whispers.
Oh, Careless Whispers.
We all forgot about that.
Gee, I was waiting. I was like,
I'm never gonna dance again.
Guilty feet, I've got no rhythm.
Disagree. Strong disagree.
Wow, no, that's you're
guilty free feet do have rhythm?
I think they do have rhythm.
Okay.
I think you dance best when you've just committed a crime.
Yeah, we'll talk about this on our punch-up episode of that song. I disagree with your disagreement.
Oh, boy.
So then he goes on to say...
Friends with tired eyes.
Tired
eyes. Hear that, like, moody synth? So my God, just once at the top. Someone to
Oh, I guess you just used me.
Literally, the first time I heard this, I thought it said, a crowded room, friends with tie-dyes. Like, they were just making tie-dye t-shirts.
That's literally what I heard. Yeah. Guys, I mean, listen, I keep hearing Joseph Gordon-Levitt in 500 Days of Summer in this song. Oops, excuse me. I accidentally started playing a cover on my phone. But yeah, I keep hearing the spirit of that man coming through.
As in?
The projecting so hard that you think it's her fault?
Yes.
I hate that you might be right.
You were very right about how much the melody is just him throwing it all over the place. Like, a crowded room, tight eyes.
It's vocal jazz.
Yeah.
But he can pull it off. He's got a great voice.
It's very like Diva or Mariah style.
Yes.
He was the original Scat Man. I'm the Scat Wham.
The Scat Wham is very good.
That's what I should have said. Why? What's...
It's fine. That's why there are two of us.
I'm quitting this podcast.
No, you have to keep going.
Quitting.
You can't quit if I have to stay here.
Whoa.
Kevin, can you replace me? Now this is about Gilmore Girls.
You're
again.
Irreplaceable.
Oh my
I could
God.
Never replace you.
Neil, you're unpunchable.
I don't have that. That's true.
And not just because you're a lady.
Oh, no.
Oh,
oh
no.
Well, I want to say cut that, but in the spirit of
me,
accountability. You gotta keep it in.
Accountability.
Hey, I'm your problematic fave.
Hey,
no,
guys,
you're not.
I have been replaced.
You're not your fave.
No,
you're a fave, not problematic.
Thank you so much. This is a Christmas compliment. I'm unpunchable.
That's
not because I'm just a woman.
Not because you're just a lady. Not just because you're a lady.
It means so much more to know that that could be why also.
Hey, you'd be unpunchable if you were a man too.
Well,
hashtag
that's
man
up.
Too.
I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
This is good.
Punch all men.
Now keep going,
you know
Demi.
I'm going to keep digging this hole. I'll get
keep
there.
Going.
Well, let's
keep
wait.
Going.
Are you pro or con this conversation?
No,
Anthony
I'm not.
Charlie?
I'm not taking a stance. I'm just Demi.
Oh,
just,
so you're complicit in your apathy.
Neutrality is a sign with the oppressor.
Martin Luther King Jr. said, evil happens when good men do nothing.
Ivanka Trump.
I never said I was a good man. When you guys said I was the broiest friend you know, I was like, I guess this is my new persona. I guess this is me. I don't listen. I don't. No,
I think there's a thin bro veneer that once you penetrate, you get to know
I agree.
A very
literally,
sweet,
also,
sensitive
keep in mind
man.
How few people we know.
No, yes. It's actually quite funny, though, how many people won't know me. And
how many people?
No, like, I'll meet them, and they'll know me from, like, an online presence or something. They'll be like, Andy, I thought you were going to be, like, a huge dick. And I'm like, no!
It's your bro-y veneer!
I don't even know.
You're finding it out right now.
No, they said, I thought you were going to have a huge
yeah, and they've been disappointed both for both things.
Bro-y veneer is one of my favorite actors, by the way.
What is?
Bro-y veneer? No, he was great in the King Kong reboot.
Yeah, as King Kong.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Joseph Gordon. Leave
so,
it!
A crowded room, friends with tired eyes.
Yes.
I love that he just starts this by describing an image.
Friends with tight ass.
Also, can we bring back tie-dyeing? Because that was fun.
I know. Sure. Yeah,
tie-dyeing parties were the best. I love a craft party.
Yeah. A crowded room. Why do they have tired
it's
eyes?
It's like the end of the party.
End of the party. Watch the music video.
Maybe they token up.
Sense.
It's okay.
I'm telling you, watch the music video.
It's an audio medium.
The 398 million people who watched the music video before this will know exactly what he's talking about.
That's who he's talking to.
You don't get to 398 million views without making a few tired eyes.
You know what else is an audio medium? Patricia Arquette's podcast. Continue.
You son of a bitch! Medium was a show that she was
Gosh.
In.
Why do you guys know so much?
We don't.
It's
I don't
too
know.
Much. It's a too
prison.
Much.
This is a prison. The thing. I don't think either of us has seen Medium.
No.
Why do we know
Why
that?
Why would I watch that?
Yeah, you
show?
Guys are like the kings of references. It's
we
weird.
Just make jokes for like one mom in
for
Minnesota
you.
To be like.
Well, no, but it makes so much sense why, like, Gilmore Guys was so big was because you guys were just an extension of the show of where they're just
reference.
Oh, boy.
It was crazy. You guys, that's
hey,
stupid.
Friends
that's
with Tired
why I like it.
It's Friends with Tired Eyes Shade.
No. I think it's literally just trying to now Sleepy. Say it's the end of the party.
How okay. would it be Shade?
Well, it's just like, what
you
if
look
I said,
like shit.
Yeah, what if I said to Mia, oh, your eyes are tired
you
today.
Look tired. Yeah. People say that to me whenever I don't wear makeup.
Same.
It's true, though.
They say it to you about yeah,
they say it
day.
To me when I do look when I do wear makeup.
Yeah, and you wear
only
a,
when
like,
I wear
when
that
you do
ass.
Like a full glam lip.
You got a sleepy eye. Great.
You look great. You guys seen Demi in some rouge?
Wow,
so good.
Wow,
I know what that is.
I'm
is
hiding color. From you in your soul of ice.
That's starting to get a little intense.
Like, all right, man. So what happened? I'm like,
wait.
The more you say, the more I'm like, tell me what happened. He's like, I don't want to talk about it.
And then the my. God, I think that's so funny.
My God, I thought you were someone to rely
My
on.
God.
It's like he got ghosted off of one date. Like they went on like a nice date to like the local Chili's. You guys, I'm cramming in Chili's.
I'm just gonna say,
I gotta cram.
I'm gonna
in
come God. Right out and say it. It's a Chili's.
They go to a Chili's and he thinks like this is the one. This is like I took her to Chili's. She's my $20 dinner for two. This is
you
my...
took her to get some of those Dr. Pepper wings.
I don't even think they had a one-on-one interaction. I really don't. I think they were like a small group. They went out bar hopping. He got too drunk. He was like, hey, I love you. And she was like, ah, oh, ha ha. He put you in a cab.
Oh, you're such
then,
a nice friend.
Right. And then the next day he sent her being like, hey, I meant it. And she was like,
oh.
What do you think is the most optimistic read of this relationship?
They were
because
she
we've been
something
doing
horrible.
We've done a lot of creepy ones.
I think
so.
the most realistic is that
optimistic.
they were dating. He said, I love you. He meant it. He's very clear about that. And then the next day she realized, or like after he said that, she realizes she didn't want to be that serious with him
mm-hmm.
and could not go any further with the relationship.
Well, and then in the same day got a new partner.
Is that, did she say that?
The next day you gave it away.
Oh, right.
Which means, I mean, it would only mean like breaking his
I thought,
heart.
No,
but
I thought
I feel like there's an implication of another person.
I thought he meant I gave you my heart and you just can't, like you threw it away. Basically.
Yeah, it definitely could be that too. Mm. But giving it away to who is what I want to ask.
Well, you That's, can't trade yeah. hearts. Like you can't just be like, you love her now. And he's like, okay.
They're not Pokemon cards.
But don't you wish they were?
I wish that the heart was a Pokemon card.
Last Christmas, I gave you Charizard.
Yeah, I don't know about the, my God, I thought you were someone to rely on, considering the premise is that he's now running
my
into them a year
God.
Later, a year after the fact, and that's when he's like, my God.
He turns into Frasier. Yeah. My
Me?
God.
I guess I was just a shoulder to cry on.
The most dramatic reading of a text message.
Also, why was he so... She was came to him with a problem, and he was there for her. And then he what?
See, so it was deep.
It
was deeper.
He was in the friend
yeah.
zone.
Yes,
and he was trying to get out of it. He thought
yes.
this is my move.
Yes,
my
Charlie. We don't say friend zone anymore. It's bad.
Wait. Yeah, we say buddy area.
We say the buddy area.
Wait, is that really a thing? Friend
no,
zone?
No, we're kidding.
Oh,
well, no,
we're
I,
not kidding.
Wait,
I mean, we don't acknowledge that the friend zone is a real thing.
The friend zone. Not. Feeds into nice guy stuff, though,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, no,
it
you're right.
Gross
it implies
everyone's
stuff.
Looking at me for the record.
Right?
Does that?
Everyone's
no,
looking to
I
me.
Am.
Well, does the friend,
and not just because you're a lady.
Does the friend
it's
zone?
I'm black.
Does the friend zone imply that a man and woman cannot just be friends? Basically,
no.
The
no, the friend zone
of,
is a man. It's a man's. Male gaze of a relationship
yeah.
that is valid and saying, well, it doesn't mean anything because you won't suck my dick.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's the idea that a man wants something more than a
right.
friendship.
And that everything
okay.
that
like,
could what? Yeah, everything that could be read as friendship is actually only for the sole purpose of trying to fuck or date. Otherwise, what's the point?
Anthony Trolley, will you denounce
dick.
The friend zone on the Punch of the Jam podcast?
Like, it's just so funny because like in high school, like even now, like most of my friends are women, and so people will always be like, oh, Anthony, you're in the friend zone with all these girls. I'm like, yeah, but that's where I want to be. I'm right there.
Yeah,
that's
I have a cousin who every time I post an Instagram of a female friend will be like, oh, friend zone, bro. And I'm just like, I don't want to fuck them.
I don't
yeah,
play this
I
game.
Don't,
yeah.
yeah, I don't subscribe to
it's
this.
Not problematic. I'm sorry I jumped on you for that.
No,
it was
it's okay.
a little bit of a joke.
It's okay. Yeah. Yeah, fuck all you guys, all right?
No, that's not. Oh, I love
Trolley,
you.
Trolley, just repeat after me. Pal House.
Pal House. I like Pal House. Powhouse. Have a little powwow. Also, eat shit, Kevin.
No, yep. We're not
you can't
doing this.
Bring
it's cross the holidays.
It's all right.
This is not Infinity War.
Surely.
You can't have to listen to all
there.
The other
We've
episodes.
Gotten so far into this podcast that we haven't like, said an eat shit Kevin once.
I was waiting to see where you were going. With,
I don't know
it's
what
not
it
Infinity
is.
War.
Well, the idea of like, well, to really get this episode punch up the jam, you really have to listen to the previous.
So let me just give you a preamble on why he said eat shit Kevin, which is not something that we should just cut it out.
No,
anyway,
it's important.
On Gilmore Guys, near the end of it, when we had Trolley on, he would just start saying eat shit Kevin to taunt Kevin.
Yeah,
that's really all of it.
It became an anthem. It's still a DM I get a lot. Yeah. Is eat shit Kevin.
Oh,
shit
how fun for
people
you.
People will tweet Kevin eat shit Kevin.
People still send me photos of Chili's like I give a fuck.
Exactly.
Right.
I cram Chili's and eat shit Kevin in every podcast I do, even if you're not there.
Miel's just like, what is happening?
It's
my favorite part.
That line doesn't rhyme with anything.
That's the part that rips the hardest on the whole song.
Yeah.
Face on a lover.
I know, it sounds like
you gave up on that real quick.
Yes.
Such an insane lyric to just sprinkle in this like real deep cut, like holy shit. Like it's God, that line, a face on a lover with a fire in his heart, a man undercover, but he tore me apart.
What does this mean?
I don't know what it means,
okay,
but it's fucking cool.
My fan theory.
No one knows what it means.
I think it's a double meaning.
To the Reddit.
I think on the surface, I'm probably very wrong, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think on the surface, this lyric in song world is saying a face on a lover with a fire in his heart. He's basically saying at the party, I'm maintaining my composure. You would never know how much I actually fucking hate you.
Right. Tears
I'm a man,
of the clown
yeah.
kind of thing.
Like, I'm still a fucking man, but on the inside, I'm a broken little baby. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do wonder if that's not a double meaning to allude to his sexuality, because he was not out yet. And to me, it feels a lot like that, but maybe, again, I'm just applying my
Ooh,
own narrative.
A man undercover?
It seems like the kind of thing that he could write being like, this is just, it was not a reference, but also he'd realize that it could seem like a reference if he ever did come out and was just like, well, that's just a nice.
I just feel like if I knew I was gay and I was hiding a secret and I wrote this lyric, I would know that was going to be a potential interpretation.
Yeah, totally.
Oh. So I feel like you would have to like be aware of it at least, but maybe not. Maybe I'm just reading way too far into it.
Well, that's an interesting, you know, just because that may not be what he intended doesn't
right.
mean it's not. True or doesn't feel true.
Death
because
of the author.
Yeah.
It's a cool idea to think about, or at least an interesting idea to think about, the idea of, oh, you know, I tried this and I gave you my heart and I found out, oh, maybe I'm not attracted to this. Maybe I'm
yeah.
attracted to a different kind of thing. And this
maybe.
Awakened it or like something like
or
that.
Or even, we should point out that the lyrics never specify a gender.
Yeah, they don't.
It's only the music video. So,
yeah.
I mean, he could have written this whole song well knowing this was like
Although,
meant to be.
He does say baby and men aren't babies.
You never met a male baby?
Friend zone.
Men are strong. And
I think that's,
it's a girl that's a baby.
But honestly,
see?
But that's why I think
babies.
Like the song is such a classic for like both parties, like both men and women, is because of the fact that like it is still very ambiguous in its writing. Like,
yeah, and the diva energy is like
it's hot.
It transcends gender.
Yeah, it does. It
as
yeah.
he did. May he rest
yeah.
in peace.
R.I.P.
Don't why because the time is dying. It's making me sad.
Hey, he'll live forever. All right.
I want that earring for Christmas. I think I'm going to rock that
Whoa.
Look into the new year.
I kind of want the brooch from the video. I'll get that. That'd be cool.
That brooch, dude. That, like, I think dudes should start wearing big, I should rephrase. I think very straight dudes should start wearing big sparkly brooches. It's a really cool look.
You just want, like,
I'll do it.
Thank you. We have one.
Yeah.
Can
All
I right. get a second?
Fine. I'll also do it. We'll be
yeah,
like,
too.
Be like bosom buddies.
Join the brooch movement. The brooch bros.
Yeah.
Brooch bros.
Brooch bros. Brooch
Anyways.
Bros. It's like a guy with an accent saying Bruce Bros.
It sounds like Scooby-Doo saying
Brooch
Bros. Brooch Bros.
Is that
Ruh-Roh? Ruh-Roh.
Brooch Bros. I love when he goes, tore me apart.
It's great.
Ooh-hoo.
He carries it for a full line of the song to the
yeah,
point
man.
That he has to get back to another line and is like, well, I don't have to rhyme with anything, so he just says it. You'll never fool me again.
Of all, like, imagine you're a singer and you're just, like, you know, saying sounds to keep singing.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I knew the word for this. Okay. Would you ever say ooh-hoo?
Yeah, probably.
Ooh.
Vamping? Is that what you're describing?
Thank you. Yes.
DuckTales.
Imagine though him saying this over like coffee to like a woman that he used to date. He's like, what if he was like, he runs into her at a party and he's like, hey, why don't we just like, you know, grab coffee and catch up sometime? Like, you know, like you're just being polite at a party and they're like, he's like, fine. And then he's like, at coffee, she's just like, why are you acting so strange? He's like, now I've found a real lover. You'll never fool me again. Like, if you said these, like,
so no like, sugar, no cream. Yeah.
I just realized this is the first mention of there's a new person.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You went to the party with a plus one that's just been like, why are you staring at them?
You see that, babe? She's with me. Like, that's
right.
Basically what
I can do better than you. The yeah. person he's with is
see,
just like, oh.
But
fuck this.
I think.
Cut to the next day, she also gives his love away.
I don't know if it's an authorial intent, but I think he's lying at the end of that
See,
verse.
Kevin, you use words like authorial intent, and I'm like, okay, I what? Didn't go to college.
I barely went to college.
And you're like sitting all cross-legged with cool leather shoes, and I'm just like, there's professors on this podcast.
Yeah, you're dressed the nicest here. <You're>
cool so leather shoes. But doesn't it seem like he's BSing when he says, I found a real
yes.
love?
Oh, yeah.
She's in Canada.
You'll never fool me again.
My girlfriend doesn't go to this school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's a muddle.
Right? It feels like it to me. So
I
wonder if he...
works at Nintendo.
I feel like he just kind of hit all of the angles he could on, like, I'm mad and I used to love you. And then he's like, well, I need one more line.
Yeah.
I got a new lover. That song's over.
Yeah.
Because then, yeah, there's no more new lyrics after this.
There aren't. Which is weird that he doesn't create, like, in the last chorus, that he doesn't create, like, kind of that alternate twist, like, on the original lyrics. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Saying, like, I'm good now. I'm fine. I'm
right.
happy. I've moved on. It goes right back to, like, hey, you know what? The year after this, I'll give it to someone special again and again.
I like to imagine that every year he has to sing this song because it keeps happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Also,
like,
to clarify, the person I'm with right now is not that person.
The person I'm with now is not the person I wrote this about last. It would be funny to think of, like, now I found a real love is true, and then next year it happens again, and he's like, well, God damn it, and he's just singing the song.
But
a lot
it's
of serious
ooh-hoo
talk.
Like, if you were dating George Michael and he was just singing this song, you'd be like, I think you're still in love with your ex. They're like, what? Well, no!
Yeah.
No!
Wait a minute, didn't...
No.
What?
Sorry. Didn't ooh-hoo do that one Take On Me song?
Aha is the joke you're doing.
Yeah, no.
Ooh hoo! I love ooh hoo and took on moo.
Sometimes
why did that sound racist?
Sometimes you're.
I'm the trolley now.
Full of a took.
Just passing it
you're
around.
You're an ooh hoo peg trying to fit through an aha hole in this world. Oh boy!
I knew someone with an aha hole.
Gracious.
This is where people crash the car.
There's they did an
anything
hour
to make
ago.
It stop.
Literally, like, the EMTs have arrived and they're like, why the fuck were they listening to this?
Thursday at like 7 a.m. Everyone's dying
they
on the side
only
of
got
the highway.
44 seconds into the podcast before crashing.
I'm so
on
sorry.
On HBO.
I'm so oh, sorry. God, dude. Oh, my God. So I would just like to point out the tonal shift between being like, ooh, I'm kind of scared of you, but I'm watching you. And, you know, I'd still kiss you if you tried to kiss me. And then, fuck you, I have a new girlfriend!
Psych! It seems like in between, like, the part of the chorus is him going up to this person being like, how have you been? And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I can't really talk right now. I gotta go. And they're like, me? Oh, I guess it was just a shoulder to cry.
My God.
My God.
I don't know. Like, to me, I think the songwriting holds together. Like, I get the way we're picking apart and saying, like, oh, actually, is he kind of a bad guy? It feels like that might be what it's supposed to be.
I think it is. I think he's kind of like a bad boy of Christmas.
Yeah,
still a perfect song, no matter how much we try to nitpick it.
No, it's a great song.
Amazing.
And truthfully, I don't think good boys are capable of doing the eyes that he does in these videos.
No, he's a bad boy.
He's a bad boy through and through.
He's just
the devil is within that man.
Genuinely, anyone that attractive is a bad boy.
Yeah.
It's in your blood.
He's too hot. He can get into any room no matter what.
Yeah, the devil just gave you a little kiss of something when you were born, and
this
that's why you're so hot.
This is good boy, attractive boy erasure that you're proposing.
There's no good boys.
Name an attractive good boy.
Yeah, that's right.
Find me one.
No, if you watch the music video, when you watch the music video, you will see like all his friends are so clearly hot, and then he comes in and he's even hotter.
Yes, like, it's like
it's
in Love Actually.
It's insane.
It's like Love Actually.
Yeah, it's like Love Actually.
It's the worst plot. Like, that movie's horrible. That movie's trash.
I've never seen it.
But there's a plot line where a British guy goes to America under the premise of I'm going to get laid a lot because I have an accent.
And he does.
And he does. And he gets laid by four women at the same time. And progressively, they keep walking in hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter. It was a really funny joke. You missed it.
In the movie?
No. The one I just made that I had to explain.
No, I get it now. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Should we just play out the song?
Yeah, let's play out the rest of it.
He's repeating that same line that rips.
Listen to him.
You can feel the pain in his voice when he's just like wailing.
Next year. Happy Christmas.
Maybe next
year. Love it.
Love the vamping.
Yeah. I love when the sleigh bells come back in.
Now let's all imagine it's Santa who's singing this song about Mrs. Claus.
I don't want to. That's
sad. She's having an affair.
Man, you can't see it, but every time the music plays, we all like unconsciously move.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Who are Santa's friends then?
The elves.
He has no
elves. Oh, yeah.
Well, their eyes are tired because they've been working all
right,
time.
Right, it's complicated.
Also,
work
did
for
you guys
him.
Hear him whisper, maybe next year?
Yeah.
Maybe next year. Yeah, no, he's
so
still
mean to
so
the person
clearly,
he came to the party with.
Yeah, it's fucked up. That's like, that always happens in movies where it's like the two people have like split up and now they're dating other people, but they're clearly still in
yeah,
love.
Tension.
I'm always like, that's fucked up for these
those
other
are people's
people.
Lives.
Yeah, don't show them.
So, a brief synopsis, the song, we realized George Michael maybe is the bad boy, but maybe that's okay.
Bad boy.
Bad Boy for Life, George Michael, and it rocks and rules and rips and Merry Christmas to all of us for getting
three
to
R's.
Listen.
I was going to say all those things.
Rock, rule, rip.
It passes the test.
3 R's, yep.
What else is there to say? What was wrong with it? How can we possibly fix this?
Well, I mean, I think we agree that it is not at all about Christmas.
No. That's my biggest issue with
this
song.
It's about a Christmas time, though.
Right, but getting your heartbreak is, like, non-denominational.
Right.
Yes.
It truly is the most.
But it's a good, it's a breath of fresh air from, like, the other Christmas songs. It's like, it's all family and nuts on the fire.
Yeah,
and, like, this is like,
hey, some of those fire nuts song can be fat.
Fire nuts.
Too.
We actually do need you to stop playing Devil's Advocate, though, so that we have a transition for our
podcast.
Sorry,
my bad.
So we do need this to be more Christmassy.
So we decided to make it more Christmassy and just turn it into a full-on Christmas song.
You're welcome.
I love it. Is that too early?
Save it.
It's already good.
This is a good part.
Ho, ho. Oh. That is so loud. You made it so loud.
Ooh. You both have great voices.
Oh, ho, ho, it's Santa now.
Oh, oh no, I ruined it. Oh my God!
It's the whole song.
Oh, now it's Christmas.
Wrap presents and Yule logs. Putting Christmas sweaters on all the dogs.
Yes.
Frosting cookies. Putting up the stockings. Turn on a movie, but your cousin keeps talking.
Hey, shut the fuck up!
You thought he'd be offended. He laughed it off, but actually you meant it. Now he's talking through your favorite scenes. I've gotten off topic, here's more Christmas things.
Oh, ho, 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 snow. Ho, 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 ho. December is cold.
Christmas!
Oh, oh, December is cold?
Oh, ho, 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 ho. Ho, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
Oh, double.
The nutcracker sweet. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Some peppermint bark.
Peppermint bark.
Oh, ho, 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 snow. Oh, wait, I already said that.
Santa.
Cinnamon advent calendars.
Wow.
He's talking straight through the McAllisters. My God, he won't shut up calling you a bitch now. Cause he wants the TV to watch Twitch now. But a Christmas Story is on TBS. then Home Alone 2, and then the Polar Express.
Most passionate anyone's ever been about that movie.
At least shut up with John McClane and Hans Gruber.
And the Elf and Gremlins as well.
Gremlins as well.
Oh, he'd be dying, motherfucker. He talked through the first Santa Claus, and he also talked through the Santa Claus 2. Oh, oh, the Santa Claus 3, and that one is called the Escape Clause.
True.
It is called the Escape Clause.
You're welcome.
Wow. That was
what
great.
A great punch. Finally, that was so good.
Now it's Christmassy. It
Christmas-y. Yes. That Santa found time to come do the song. I mean,
also sounds like a demon, yeah.
Look,
crazy.
Look, there's no quality control when you ask Santa to do something over Cameo. He just sends the file.
That was either Santa Claus or like the talking cave from Aladdin.
One and the same, my man.
Yeah. I'd also like to reiterate that since this was a You Pick Punch Up, there is a video of us making this on our Patreon.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So you can subscribe and watch
it. You can see how it took me 40 takes to figure out half of this stuff.
Patreon.com/punchupthejam.
Thank you, Kevin. Correct. Should we get on to Unpunchable Jams and get out of here?
Let's do it.
Can't punch this.
Who wants to go first?
I'll do it.
Go.
Go.
So I'm going to pick a Christmas song.
Of course.
Because it's
Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Yeah, it's Christmas.
I'm doing Christmas in L.A. by Wolfpack.
Yeah.
I mean, we celebrate Christmas in L.A. a lot of
Someone
times.
Someone do Christmas in New York by L.A. So
I swear to God. No, I love this song. I've loved it for so long. I love Wolfpack so much. Just a very fun, jazzy band. It feels like a... I don't know. I just see, like, the opening of a movie whenever that song plays. Like, it's just, like, coming over a giant mall where it's, like, everything's decorated in Christmas, but it's still very hot outside because it's L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think about that song a lot this time of year, and most of the year because it's a great song, and I always put it on my Christmas playlist.
Hell yeah.
Until someone's just like, what is this? Usually Miel.
Yeah.
It's just like, nice. What is
always.
This?
Nice, nice, nice. Who wants to go next?
I'll go next. I got an Unpunchable Jam by Chris Farron. From his album, Like a Gift from God or Whatever. And it's a duet. It's not a Christian album. I promise.
And his name is Chris?
I'm not.
Chris Chen.
His name is. Guys, it's
his
not
name
a,
is Jesus Christ?
The album is called Like a Gift from God or Whatever. The song is called I'm Not Ready for Christmas. It's a duet between him and Mae Whitman.
I'm not ready for Christmas.
Yeah.
And Arrested Development and Tinkerbell and whatnot. It's a beautiful, melancholy Christmas song. It deserves to be a new standard, but it never will be.
I'm excited to hear it.
Because people aren't ready for it.
That's right.
We got to bring Christmas back to America.
Finally.
No more. Charlie, what is...
Unpunchable Jam. I had to think about this like halfway through the podcast, but probably Merry Christmas, in parentheses, War is Over by John Lennon.
So this is Christmas. What have you done?
Ooh,
a very
contentious take.
A repetitive
Isn't
song.
Isn't it Happy Christmas? It doesn't matter.
I
it
do
doesn't,
believe it is.
It does. Okay. Yeah. Whatever. The and it's yeah.
So this is Christmas.
Ah,
I love a song
choir.
That says, "And what have you done?"
Yeah. Exactly.
I love a song that guilts me in the first
All
line
right
of the song.
Right back at you, and then the children's choir too. It's a very emotional song, and every time it comes on, I'm just like, shh, "Everyone, shut the fuck up." This is. A
I
good
will
song.
Say I'm disappointed that's not going on our playlist, but that's okay. that's the risk you run.
All right.
It is a good alternative Christmas song, though.
Yeah.
If you're burned out on the classics.
Yeah.
Yo, what's your pick?
Okay, y'all. I'm going something I can listen to for fucking ever, and that is White Christmas, but the one by the Drifters.
I'm dreaming of a white.
Hey.
I don't know it.
The one that's in Home Alone.
Well, I am
yeah, gorgeous.
Of a white Christmas.
white person.
Party of one.
Two.
Hi.
Three. Jesus Christ.
Kevin, where can people find you?
At Kevin T. Porter, if you must.
If you must.
If you must.
I would recommend it. You're a good follow.
Thank you.
Your podcast.
And the podcast, Good Christian
also
Fun.
Also on HeadGum.
Which almost everyone in this room has been on.
Who's
at
left?
Least once.
Who's left?
Amir Blumenfeld, our silent intern in the
hey,
corner.
You'll get him.
What about you, Troll?
Anthony Trolley at Twitter or my pool house. You can find me there.
Go ahead and give him that address.
I live in a pool house.
Go ahead. DM me. I'll give you the address.
Don't stop.
I don't want to add a bleep.
I want to get doxxed.
No, you don't.
You're doxing yourself.
Tight.
You can follow the show, Punch Up the Jam on everything, Patreon, literally every single platform, pitches with the guests.
Email us at punchupthejam@gmail.com. Submit your punch-up ideas only at punchupthejam.com. Don't email
Sorry.
Us. We will not see them there.
Cameo.com/punchupthejam.
No, we will not.
No, thank you.
Hey, thank you for listening. Merry Christmas.
Thank you for being on.
Here comes Christmas for
Happy
me.
Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Sorry it's over.
What an honor to be on. Thank you so much for
Shout
having
me. Shout out to Kwanzaa. Shout out to the one I couldn't remember the name of.
Yeah.
We'll see you fuckers next year.
Whoa.
Okay, that was
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Merry Christmas.
That was a HeadGum podcast.